This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That's right.
I love to sing, even though we have a theme song.
We have a theme song by Twin Kids, and I'm biased. I think they're great. But I think what we add is something that they can't do.
Which is stupidity?
Stupidity, lack of melody, mystically no rhythm.
Yes, I have zero rhythm. It is sometimes really upsetting.
Yeah, it's upsetting for me too. It's like I always thought I had rhythm, and then one day I really confronted myself. Had a long, hard look in the mirror and was like, mm-hmm. I don't think you do.
Yeah. And I remember when I was little, I like remember this distinctly. I was dancing to something in the house and my mother goes, my baby don't have no rhythm. And she was like actually pretty upset about it. And then she had my sister Catherine dance and she went, neither one. And I've never seen a person sadder.
It's heartbreaking. But thankfully in college, I thought I had it. You know what I mean? I had all the confidence in college and I was like, I can dance. But I was just trying to dance to catch a dick. That was my main motivator and it worked.
Oh, I mean, what a treat. What a joyous story. I love that you caught a dick.
Thank you. I caught a couple.
This is Drag Her.
Yeah, the one and only in the whole world, RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Yes. And we are recapping All Stars. But I gotta say, I'm also so pleased. I was like, are we not going to get a break? This is insanity. But it is. Like when it came on, I was so happy to see it. And it was such a great episode. But
do you
want to
say anything about your crowned queen, Jada Essence
I'm
Hall?
I'm so proud of Jada Essence Hall. I loved her from the jump. I loved her from Meet the Queens. Mm-hmm. I loved her throughout the season. I don't think she got the shine through the season that she deserved. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy she won. I thought she slayed the quarantine stay-at-home lip sync.
She sure did.
I thought Gigi also did really well. And I thought Crystal Method did really well. I liked her Fly Like a Bird. That really made me laugh.
Oh,
it made me tee-hee-hee.
Wonderful.
And then what was Wait, there was three lip syncs? So the up close one,
up close.
I thought Jada really won that one for me. Yeah. Like, I loved her moving backwards and forwards, getting closer. Mm-hmm. That's like a thing that I love. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And then there was the bird song. There was Aha Take On Me from Gigi.
Yes. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
I guess her signature move is like a Dusty Ray Bottoms gyration of a whole body.
Oh, yeah. The Dusty Ray Bottoms. Wow. The Dusty Ray Bottoms. The my body becomes a puppet shake.
Yeah. I was like, this is very Dusty and you keep doing it. So like, are you whatever? But I loved it. I thought it was really good. And then the final lip syncs. My God, Jada fucking crushed it.
Oh, my God.
A couple people on the internet were like, what was Crystal doing? And then I saw that she was doing the Savage TikTok dance.
Oh, my God.
Which makes me love her even more. She's
which she
so
literally
funny.
Said, I don't think she wanted to win. Like, I think
no,
she...
No, she said somewhere, or somebody said yeah. She said somewhere that she was like, I didn't come here to win. I came here to do really well, leave late, and become the fan favorite. And I was like, that's what you did.
Girl, that is what you did. I think she's amazing. I think she looked crownable, but
she looked great.
She looked amazing. I mean, and if it was just based on the at home performance, holy shit, maybe the crown would be hers. But Jada slayed it. And I have you seen? There's a really funny meme. You know that funny meme of Raven Simonier like cackling to herself.
Raven Simonier.
That's what they said on All Stars 2. Remember?
Isn't it Raven Simone?
Okay. On All Stars 2, when Raven Simonier is a guest judge, RuPaul's like, Raven Simonier. And she's like, yeah, that's how you say it.
I do not remember that, but that's very funny.
Whatever, Raven. She is so Raven. There's a really funny meme of Raven doing that cackle snicker when the title is When Jada Heard the Final Song Was Survivor.
That is very funny.
It's very funny I imagine Jada was like, "Oh, well I am going to decimate this."
Yeah, I'm going to win. Overall, yeah. Really happy, strong top three.
Amazing.
Truly wish they would go back to the top three format. I love it.
It's fun.
And I think the show really adapted well to having to do it in quarantine.
Yeah.
I do wish RuPaul took a stab at their makeup.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But the face covering made me laugh every time she was on screen. I like, cackled.
And I did think this one was more finale worthy.
It's funny. Yeah, it was black with rhinestones. And I was like, okay, we are stepping up the luchador mask. Come on, she came to play.
But first finale with Rue out of drag, kind of crushing, you know?
Yeah,
kind of,
but I get it. If, like, you don't do your own hair or makeup, then, like, yeah, I get it. Like, you don't want to look not great.
Yeah, exactly. So you're
and
just
she
like,
hasn't done it in years. So and that's fine.
That's fine. She's a star. And if you, I mean, that is funny. It's like, instead of trying to look good, I can look weird.
Yeah, I really liked it. I like that. I like that she went for weird as opposed to like, I'm just a male presenting RuPaul. It was like,
exactly.
I'm RuPaul in a mask. I loved it.
Right.
It truly brought me joy.
It was a gag. Okay. Well, we missed you. Let's dig in. Let's dig in.
All fucking stars.
I want to say we're not going to play the game. Where do you peg her and where do you peg her? We posted it online so you can submit where you ranked the queens, and whoever gets the most right will win a prize. That's TBD. But we're not going to do peg her and peg her because you're a judge this season.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I could play the game. I could play and I could lie.
We don't want you to do. I won't do that. I don't want to compromise your Christianity and make you lie. You're better than that. Remember? Oh, my God. I miss Survivor. I was like, I'm not going to diss you on the internet. Was that a chew?
Chew.
Oh,
yeah.
There we
I don't.
Go.
I've been sneezing. I'm not sure what's going on.
An angel gets her clit every time Nicole sneezes.
Every time.
Okay. Well, I am so gagged for All Stars. This is going to be fucking fun. These queens are messy. And we have a cool split between old school and new school queens.
Yes, I'm so pleased about it. So first in the workroom is Shay Coulee. And she goes, I'm black.
Yes.
And honestly, I love Shay Coulee. I loved her on her season. I love her currently. I've been following her on Instagram for a very long time.
I love her.
And she's so unapologetically black. And that makes me so happy. And like, just, I love a queen who talks about being black. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
And then I did love that she talked about the rose petals. And she was like, I saw them. And I was like, my dream is done.
My dream is done. That I think that's a really cool piece of history because, like, we know that was, like, the gaggiest finale in herstory. And, you know, except for Sharon Needles, she's, like, part of all the other queens who have won four challenges have been doomed. I guess I'm talking about Shay and Gigi. It's almost like, except for Sharon Needles and Alaska. Yeah, okay. But it's so funny how, like, winning too much almost can really fuck things up for you in the finale. Uh-huh. Anyway, I love her. I love how vocal she is. And this look is
stunning.
Is day
this pink
glow.
Palm tree.
Oh my god. Like Golden Girls 2072.
Yes, 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 yes. I really, really loved it.
That fucking hat box that she walks in with.
Yes. Everything is stunning. Everything like looks right, feels right, is right.
Love her giant new teeth. I mean, we live.
Yeah, she did get the new teeth. I feel like that's the All-Star special. You get new teeth, new lips. I think her lips are the same. Her skin is also stunning.
Her skin is
like,
stunning.
Like, not that acne is bad, but, like, when you can clear up your skin, I'm always so jealous of people because I've got not horrific acne scars. I won't say anything about me is horrific, but acne scars that
beautiful.
I don't like. I know I'm beautiful.
I would prefer
to not have the acne scars.
I hear
but like,
you. I have acne scars.
Skin.
I mean,
like
you know
butter.
She went to some plastic surgeon who's like, so there's a brand new, not tested yet laser procedure. She's like, do it to me.
I want it.
They've only tested it on hamsters. She's like, do it.
She looks so good. Whatever she's gotten done, I can't like put my finger on it except for these beautiful new teeth.
Yeah.
She looks stunning. But she looks stunning
good.
Before.
She just
I gotta
does.
Say, she started off stunning, and she's even more stunning now.
But she's got the money glow up, and it's lovely.
Yes, and then her makeup skills have also just, like, improved.
Yes, I
because
agree.
She does mostly the same brows, I feel like, in her season. And then this episode, we got two sets of brows, and I was like, I love a brow change.
She's also, like, done something that's opened up her eyes in a way.
Yes.
Because, like, she used to paint the inside of her eyes, which is beautiful, and she still does it. But, like, she's figured out a way to brighten the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And
stunning.
Next, we have Miss Cracker entering.
Miss Cracker. She looks
says,
adorable.
And Craction.
What did she say?
And Craction.
Yes. I love this, like, baby blue teal. I guess it's teal. It's more like turquoisey teal. Baby teal. What color is this?
Teal. I think it's lighter than baby blue.
Is it Tiffany's blue?
Maybe. It's not periwinkle. Let's call it robin's egg blue.
But is
it like
robin's
a robin egg?
Egg? Okay, robin's egg blue, Tiffany's blue.
Liv.
It's feathers.
Stunning.
It's cute.
The details.
We got this signature cracker hair, signature cracker makeup. She looks adorable.
She looks really, I mean, she just looks like a beautiful girl at her college graduation. You know, she just looks teeny and delicious. She's beautiful.
Yes, she looks stunning. And I really hope she gets out of her head this season. Because, like, on her season,
she was very much
in her head. And she was trying to present, like, perfection. And it's like, well, that's not what drag is. Drag isn't, or at least to me, drag isn't perfection. Drag is a branch of you that you're showcasing. And it's fun. And maybe it's perfect, but not all the time. But, yeah, she looks stunning. And I'm really excited to see what she does.
drag is innately comedy because you are transforming yourself into something you're not. And that's funny. And that's like absurd. And that's like just that the fact that it is so hard to keep yourself in drag when you're in drag is part of what's funny and stupid about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we love it when a wig flies off. We're just like, yes, the human condition.
Yes. Also, it devastated me that Cracker had to make a joke about gaining weight. Specifically because I don't know if she made the joke to make herself feel more comfortable. I feel like she made the joke before internet trolls could make the joke.
I hear that.
It sucks. It sucks so much.
What is she? 5 pounds? I can't even. She looks like she looks different to me, but it's not a weight thing. I think she just looks like a person who's grown up.
She does. Yeah, she looks like an adult, like a more adult than the last adult she was. But
yeah,
people
man.
Are so nasty and they're so mean. And especially this fucking fandom. Like, I love Drag Race. I love people who love Drag Race, but like there's a lot of toxic people online who just would like probably be really fucking rude about her weight gain. So she was like the old school way of like, let me get ahead of this. Let me say mm-hmm. something before anybody else does.
Yeah. Which we is stupid. Like, fuck that. I mean, mm-hmm. that's so fucking stupid. And who gives a shit? And like, you're lucky to have her fucking talent. So shut the fuck up and get off her dick. And like, who cares? Like, weight is so stupid. Like, especially when you realize you're just a bag of water and meat, and
yeah.
we obsess about the bag of water and meat that we uh-huh. are, and there's so many bigger issues in the uh-huh. world, like social justice and fighting for human rights, and then you're like, yeah. but I had too many cheeseburgers. Like, oh, who gives a fucking shit?
Motto, cheeseburgers. How many cheeseburgers do you eat in a day?
I just made a sheet of sliders. You know that tasty
today?
Thing? No, earlier this week, is that tasty thing where you can take like a whole pack of Hawaiian bread.
Ooh, wee.
And you can make like a sheet of sliders. I did that.
My God, Mono, that sounds so fucking good. I love Hawaiian buns.
Yes.
I love them.
I buttered them and,
oh,
baked
fuck
them.
You. That is delightful, Mono. I'm like about to come.
We'll have a, I'll make some more. We'll do it together. It'll
okay,
be fun.
Perfect. But ooh. It has to be Beyond Meat or fucking Impossible Meat because she's a vegetarian.
I made them with Beyond.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I love that more people are doing like alternative meat options just like willy-nilly, you know what I mean? Like, I
yeah.
love it.
It's great, especially in the pandy. It's
trying so hard. Meat's not great, and I'm trying to clear up this skin.
Yeah,
because vegans and vegetarians seem to have amazing skin, and
glowing
like
skin.
I want fucking in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next queen to walk in is one of my fucking favorite queens. I love her. My God, it's Alexis Mateo. I met Alexis Mateo at DragCon.
Yes.
And I was so excited to meet her. And
yeah.
I was like, hi, Alexis. I'm Nicole. Like, I truly do not fangirl, but
yeah.
like I turned into this little girl. I had like my hands clasped in front of my face and I was like, hello.
Yeah.
And she was like, ah, hey, how are you? And I was like,
yes.
I'm good. And then
she's
she was
amazing.
Like, what do you want? A t-shirt? What do you want? Because it was like the end of DragCon. And then her manager or whoever was running her booth knew who I was and brought me to meet her. So Alexis was like, obviously, this girl who's like crumbling to meet me
mm-hmm.
is important to this person over here. So I'm going to talk to you for a little bit. She
uh-huh.
was so nice and so kind, but it was so obvious that she like had no idea who I was and like
yes.
didn't care. And I
yes.
loved it. I was like, I love that you are not being mean, but like you fully don't care.
Oh my God.
She
it's
was
like that
my
clip
hurt.
Of like Britney, like Andy Cohen came up on stage for like a Britney show.
Uh-huh.
And like you can tell the internet's been laughing about it. You can tell Britney doesn't know who he is.
It's honestly so perfect because
awesome.
You get what you want. I got to meet her, but like it did like, and it wasn't one of those things where it was like, oh my God. It was just like, here, uh-huh. I'll give you what you need to help you go home.
Exactly. Exactly.
I
fucking
love
live
so much.
And she says, Boricua in the house to take the crown.
Yes.
Something, no.
I've missed my Puerto Rican queens.
I know.
They are, she's not they, but like for the most part, the queens from Puerto Rico are the most joyful to me, and I love them.
They've been a true, like, beacon of light in the competition.
Yes.
They have personality.
Yes.
They have sickening looks. They often, if not always, are amazing dancers. It makes sense. And I love the confidence. She says,
so
it's
much.
Alexis's world and the rest is fucking parking.
Yes. And then
bitch.
I like that she was like, I got wet like a gremlin, had a drag daughter, Vanessa Vangie-Mateo, and you know somebody as beautiful and messy as her would be my
yes.
drag daughter. And
yes.
I was just like, you're right. Like, of course Vanjie is your drag daughter. Like,
yes.
Bam! Like, she has a catchphrase that's just bam.
Bam.
And then her catchphrase
I'm a fucking drag queen.
Is just Vanjie. It's
yeah.
her name. Her catchphrase is her name. Like,
yeah.
What a beautiful lineage. I want to be of the Mateo house.
I know.
I love her.
Fire your PR person and hire Alexis Mateo. She will tell you what to do. When Michelle critiques you, yell back at her in her face.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and she'll laugh.
I love her. I'm so excited to have her back.
Me too.
One of my favorite things that she's ever said is, okay, act a fool, girl. Act a fool.
And it was in her song.
Act a fool. Act a fool, girl.
Act a fool, girl.
It's so funny.
From All Stars 1, Iconique, Untucked.
Yes.
Act a fool, girl. I love her. Yeah, she's so
I'm
fucking
so
cool.
I'm so excited. And then next we have a child who's now a teenager. We have
yes.
Blair St. Clair. I do
declare. She looks like Detox without the work.
It's a very Detox look. Yes, like
it's
bright
very
orange
detox.
Power blazer.
But yeah, she's a very sexy 11-year-old.
Yes. She's
wild.
So young looking. But she got the All-Stars lips.
She has the All-Stars lips. And you know, she just got her permit, so she was able to
yes.
drive to her her fucking plastic surgeon and get herself.
But she looks great.
She looks really good. She looks sickening. It's a good entrance look. It reminds me of the Gigi's Buttons orange suit.
It does, which is one of my favorite looks, which might explain why I like Blair St. Clair's look so much.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have Mariah Paris Balenciaga.
A.K.A. Mariah Successful. A.K.A. I love that her name. I think her name should be Mariah Successful because what a funny
yes.
last name.
I love it. But she's just.
I love it.
Mariah Balenciaga makes me so happy. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things is during the interview, she's like, I need to go. Give me my purse. And that makes me laugh
yeah.
so hard. And then in this package,
she's
the
like,
editors.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't with this. I love
the
her.
The editors are so funny. So she goes, we are at the precipice of change and taste and culture. And then they cut to her jumping on a trampoline with a candy cane in her hand. And that made me laugh so hard.
Editors are having a good time.
They're having a great time going through old footage of these queens. But Mariah is just, she's stunning in person.
Gorgeous.
I got to another queen I got to meet at DragCon. And she was like, you're funny. And I said, thank you. She's like, let's go get a drink. So then we hung out for a little bit.
Yes.
I still don't know if she knows who I am. I think she's just like, this girl's funny.
Let's go hang out with her. She says, in a room full of tens, I love her. In a room full of tens, I am always the grand prize.
Yes.
I also love her. She's part of a classic Untucked moment. Where, you know, when Shangela throws the drink,
uh-huh.
and even though it's just one word, I always love when she was like, after the drink, though, and she goes, no, no. Like, just like, no, we're not doing this.
No,
shut it down.
She's truly so perfect. And
she's
it's
awesome.
Like quintessential, like old school. Like ball drag and
yes.
I love her so honestly, like I'm really excited about this season of All Stars.
I'm really excited. I also think the half old, half new queens is going to, it might even be a on purpose move. Cause
yes.
that's going to really split the votes.
Yes.
A lot of times I bet down the middle.
Uh-huh. And it's exciting because you get to see these old queens that like, the children maybe don't know. Like, I don't know if people watched Alexis Mateo or knew of Alexis Mateo before Vanjie. But even still, they're just like, I don't know what Alexis does, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I mean, go back and watch old seasons so you can relive Alexis Mateo playing a very butch Alicia Keys.
Oh,
an impression.
One of
based
the best Snatch Games, period.
Nothing but she's slightly butch, so I'm going to really butch it up even more.
There were
which
just
is
like
how you do Snatch
rumors.
Game.
That's how you do Snatch
That's
Game.
How you do
you
it. Like, it's not a great impression.
Take that person
it's not an impression
and then you make a
at
choice.
All. But you take one thing you know and amplify it, and everything out of her mouth was so fucking funny. She just hit on Amber
you
Rose.
Try to
I was
fuck
like,
Amber Rose.
What a great game. Next we have India Farah with this old school motif and the same color as Cracker, which is the same thing that happened on her actual season. She walked in wearing the same wig as Phoenix, I believe.
No. Yes, you're right. It was Phoenix. It was Phoenix. And she says, prison, honey. because that is, in fact, prison. I think her entrance line should have been, get her off of me.
I agree.
Or her shitty news report, it should have been like, did someone order a hell no storm? It should have been something
Wait,
like that.
Wait, what did
that.
She say? What did she actually say?
She says, like, she's like, she's trying to be like the news reporter. So she's like, in Alabama, there's going to be a hell no storm.
No, like, no, what is her actual line that she said?
She actually said, India 2.0, remodeled, remastered, and ready for action.
Yeah, that's she thought too much about it.
Yeah, too much thinking.
But I gotta say, I'm excited for India's drag because it's so, it's like, not really, it's showgirl. She's like, people talk about pageant drag or like fashion drag, but I'm like, she does showgirl drag.
Yeah. Yeah, she does, and it's perfect. You know, she was doing, of course, the Vegas show when it was allowed to be a thing for a week, but like, she showed this episode. I think, like, stop sneezing.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Are
your allergies acting up?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I was outside like all day yesterday protesting. Mm. So maybe the pollen and shit, and I was carrying a flower.
We were outside too. What a mess.
Yes, we were protesting together.
We were
trying to drag the police together.
If you're going to drag someone, drag the fucking cops. Stop the system, break the system. It doesn't work.
Walked past a group of National Guardsmen, those G.I. Joes, and I wagged my finger at them. And then they laughed at me. And I was like, if you can laugh at me, you can say with your mouth, Black Lives Matter.
Yes,
anywho,
you can.
So then we have another favorite queen coming in.
Jujubee.
We got Jujubee.
And she says, third time's a charm.
She has made top three in both of her seasons.
Yeah.
So let's see what Juju does. Although I will say, what this is this look? Dress?
It's not great. It's not great in any way. The hair is lovely and the
I
face
do like
is lovely.
The hair.
I wonder if she really was just like, I'm saving my stuff, you guys.
I wonder.
Because, I mean, your entrance look is the only look that never gets critiqued.
Yes.
So, like, maybe she's
so
just
like, wear
saving
whatever you
it.
Want.
But, like, also, though, what a way to show me, to make me care, because I have, classically, we've always wanted more from Jujubee in terms
always.
Of looks. Always.
I love Jujubee. She's so funny, so sickening. I can't wait to see more.
I can't wait. And, I mean, she has, just in one episode, says, like, 8 different hilarious, fun things, like.
Yes.
Just literally her being like, Mariah, it's your shoe. This big shoe, it's yours. Like, she's playful like a true sister to everyone in the workroom, and that's why we're in love with her too.
Yes. And then next walks in, you better believe, a queen in sneakers. Ooh. Derek Barry.
Oh my
walks
God.
In and says, I'm gonna show you more than Britney, and changes from Britney to Britney.
Oops, I did it again.
I mean, Derek Barry. Derek Barry, gotta say, great television. So happy to have her back.
I want her back more immediately right now. I mean, she's wearing the same top. I clocked this. She's wearing the same top she wore when she did Britney in Snatch Game.
That is so funny.
She's crazy. So she said, I'm more than Britney.
That's so funny.
And they show it in the little montage. She's wearing the fucking same top.
I love it.
It's so goofy.
Recycle, reuse.
And everyone in the drag universe has said this is not an entrance look. I think everyone has cried from the rooftops.
It's so funny. I love it. I love the half hug she gives India.
Oh.
I love that she's starting the drama right as soon as she walks in.
Oh,
it
that half hug.
It truly makes me so happy.
Have you ever, I've never in my life given someone a hug like that. Have
no.
you?
No.
I don't think I have.
If I hug somebody, I'll just hug somebody.
Right. Right. But
or
like
just
literally.
Be like, no, thank you. I've said no thank you to hugs.
Great. That, see, I prefer that than just like the hug with the shitty smile with the like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that
fucking rude.
Is ruder than just saying no thanks, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
I can't wait. Mayhem.
We have Mayhem Miller walking in with this red. This little red gig.
This
it's
little
cute.
Red gig.
I like it. I like these boots. I love it.
Yeah.
What did she say?
I didn't come to crash the party. I came to end it.
Which is so finite. Why are you ending the party so early?
We know they filmed this at 6 a.m. You can't end the party at 6 a.m.
I love it. She looks so cute. I'm excited to see what Mayhem does.
I do want more from Mayhem because, you know, obviously we know she's in the bottom this episode and I just want to see her get crazier.
Yes.
Go nuts because we know she's amazing. We've seen her lip sync. We've seen her be funny.
Yes.
Just put it in the challenge, man.
Angina, ooh. She looks so cute.
Yes.
I love
and
this
she says,
look.
Ooh, so y'all thought I'd never get here. Sorry, I was stuck in traffic. Which is a weird All-Stars 1 reference to when they made her drive around the top four queens. Do you remember that?
No, that's insane.
In the top four of All-Stars 1, they like make her drive around. Her and Delta Work out of drag are driving around the queens like from like the stand-up gig to Hamburger Mary's.
Wait, really? That's insane.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's, you know, it's fucked up that they're, that World of Wonder was like, that they were just like, come do this cool thing. And then they're just driving around, just driving queens around in LA.
That's so funny.
Anyway, she looks stunned.
This is it. She looks beautiful. These are all our queens.
These are our queens. These are the entrances. We live, we gag. And I guess after this break, we'll actually dig into the episode. What do you say?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times.
I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break. Doesn't make any sense, and we're never going to change it. Sorry.
And we're back. Or we were already back. I forgot. The point is, now Rue enters the workroom. And, I guess some fun stuff that happens is Alexis and Juju are like, you know, we're not here to play. Uh-huh. It's interesting that they're like, queens just get to come back now. It's not a big deal. Queens just come back.
I love it. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, and I like that they're not making it a deal because we have crazy complicated rules to explain. That's what we have to focus on.
It's so funny because when the rules were explained to me, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then you see it and you go, oh, it makes sense in like as it's happening. But yes. I don't even know how they came to these new rules because it truly took Rue a full minute to explain them. And you were still probably like,
truly.
What?
I was like, what in the Settlers of Catan is going on right here? This is like a board game your nerd friend is playing, and then you're like, I don't get it. And they're like, you weren't paying attention to the rules. And you're like, I'm sorry, I don't get what's happening.
It just went for so long. First mini challenge is the library is open.
Oh my God.
In the grand
God,
tradition of
yes.
Paris is burning, the library is open. And it's a reading challenge, which is fun. We got Ricky Martin, which is very fun.
Oh
my God, he looks good.
Oh my God. Why is he wearing a circus tarp?
I don't know.
Why is he wearing such big clothes?
I kind of like it. I'm into it.
God, he makes me horny. I just want to say his clothes are that thing. You know when rich people, like, even their basics are like overcomplicated and like stupidly tailored.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's kind of that thing where it's like, why are your basics?
I'm here for it. I like it. I think he looks good.
I also want him to dip his dick in ink, slap it across my face. Then I go and get a tattoo of that dick slap.
No, not on your face.
And then I have Ricky's dick on my face forever. Okay.
No,
I would do it on
you.
My ass. No.
That works for me more. Or okay. Like your lower back, but or like not at all. but
okay,
Alexis
okay, the reading challenge.
Jarts the reading challenge. And my favorite read of hers is about Juju B, about the clearance section from the model drag she brought.
Yes.
And then she told let's see, who's next? Then Mayhem is next.
Mayhem was fine. There was nothing Nothing. I didn't write anything down because nothing like I was like nothing like gagged me. I was just like, okay, yeah, those are like fine reads.
And then Derek Barry, man, the
love.
Piranha teeth line.
Holy shit.
Was
love it.
Real fucked up. I loved it. It made me laugh. It was
that
funny.
Was good.
It was
good.
And then she was like,
laugh.
It is personal. I think she said it is personal and then went into her reads. I was like, damn, girl. Damn.
Yes. She said she looks tired instead of retired.
Yes.
Which I love. I live. And I want this shittiness. I'm sad Derek left this episode. I am sad.
Yes.
Bring her back.
I love that GGB calls Mayhem Miller Mayhem Filler, then Miller. Which
I mean,
really
a joke on
me.
A joke.
And then I love
Juju B won this.
Juju B saying to Alexis Mateo, I'm not going to bring up your weight, but when you work, do they pay you in pounds? And I was like, that
bitch.
Is so funny to set it up that you're not going to do a fat joke and to just do a
fat
joke.
And then you do a fat joke. Yes, bitch. They pay you in pounds is a genius, perfect joke.
Jujubee won
this. I think Blair did fine, but Jujubee won this. She also has the joke of some stars, which is like so fun. I mean, every joke hits.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny.
She's always been good at reading, like in season two, when she absolutely decimates the reading challenge.
When she was like, Tyra, is the barbecue canceled? Because your grill's fucked.
It's fucked.
And the way Rue laughs is so, I love it. It's so good.
She also gave us Legendary, which is Legendary, more like Legendary, which has also stood the test of time.
It took the test of time. But also, I love Maria Balenciaga's, like, hey, Shea Coulee, are you feeling emotional? And then had fucking rose petals.
That was a little strange to me. I was just like,
really?
That's a lot of prop for an unclear read. Because what's the read?
It's a full clear read that she had to come back to All Stars because during a song so emotional, her dream was ripped away. I thought it was a clear, perfect read. She's like, are you kidding?
I think the prop thing was just like, I think there's a better read that doesn't require the prop, because as soon as the prop came out, I was just distracted. I was like, what? Oh, right. Roses.
Fine. I get it. I loved it. I mean, the song was so emotional. Your dream is ripped away. You're back on All Stars. Why are you so emotional? I don't know. I liked it.
But she did it. I mean, I want it to be clearer then. Why am I giving her notes? But I want it to be like, I wanted to literally say, like, it's good to see you back here. Unfortunately, like, you couldn't have made it all the way. I guess that's why you're so emotional. Like, that would have then made it clearer.
All right. This is truly, like, nitpicking.
This is nitpicking.
A great read.
This is a great read. I mean, Shay was funny. Cracker was funny.
Yeah, everybody was funny except for Angina. Poor Angina.
Oh my God, that really upset me.
She was like, no. Did you come to win? And I was like, is this a question?
Yeah.
No, it's a read. And then she was like, you're pretty. And I was like, what?
And then she's like,
I love everybody.
Right. And then she's like, Alexis, she's like, are you here so that a big Puerto Rican girl can win? And Alexis is like, yes.
Yeah. She was so bad.
I did
want
India.
It was kind of shocking how terrible she was.
And she's got to get out of her head ASAP because she has waited too long to get here.
Yes.
And I've been hungry to see her for a long time, and I don't want this to happen.
Right?
I don't want her to go home. I did want India to punch up her Britney reads because...
A little.
Yeah.
But I did like the Free Britney hashtag, which I saw on Twitter people were taking offense to because the whole Free Britney movement is very serious
sensitive.
That they need to free Britney.
Right. I mean, you could have said, like, you're just like Britney, you're a bald bitch who lost her mind.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean...
Is that sensitive? Is that sensitive?
I mean...
If I made Nicole uncomfortable, then I'm canceled. That's not good. Okay, what about a blackout joke? How about... Yeah, you remind me of Britney. Every time you get on stage, the first thing I think is blackout.
That's great. That's
okay,
great.
That's better. We punched it up.
I like that better. I think it's like, well, let's not go after Britney's sanity. She had a tough time, you know?
She burned her gym down with candles, which is impossible to do.
Which is so funny, and she was so casual about it. She was like, oops, I had an accident. I burned down my gym. It was just one of those days. And you're like, what? No, Britney, I've never had one of those
crazy.
Days.
No. Hey, guys. My cars are gone. A building fell on them. Everyone have a blessed day. Talk soon.
Everyone have a blessed day. Okay. So we get into the workroom and immediately we find out.
Blair and Juju won. Yay.
Oh, yes. Blair and Juju won. What a treat.
Great.
Truly.
Yes. Blair had some funny reads. Great. But I think Juju won for me. That's it.
Yes. We get into Derek Barry and India Farah's drama. Which consists of, and then Alexis Mateo says one of the funniest things I've ever heard. She goes, there's beef. Somebody brought beef to the salad.
When did you have beef in a salad, Alexis? When?
I mean,
I love it.
I don't ever get the steak in like a Caesar salad option because it seems weird and you'll get like the juices on your lettuce. But it's just so funny that that's what she said. The beef to the salad. Funny. I love Alexis Mateo. I stan her. Me that too. Is my queen.
She doesn't give a fuck. She always tells the truth. And you can tell she doesn't tell the truth. Like Derek wants to fight and I love it. But Alexis is like, I'm telling you the harsh truth. I'm not trying to fight, but here's a hard truth. You only gave me Britney, honey. Yep. That's all I got from you. And we're in the Vegas drama. Ooh, Nebraska. So apparently India left or got fired from Piranha. And then Nebraska Thunderfuck, Derek's partner, got hired for the job. And they're fighting about if someone did a number mocking one another. Maybe they both did. Someone called someone a pig in a wig. I mean, it's great. It's madness. And then Derek says, I never work with her. And Derek says, I don't work with two-faced people. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Angina says, I love this. And then Derek is like, well, I'm happy you're here. So like you can feel validation. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's Derek great. Is very good at like seeming like she's taking the high road, but like being so rude to you at the same time.
Oh,
she's like, I'm really happy you're here, so you're validated. And you're like, oh, my God. So you're not actually happy that I'm here. It's perfect. I love it. And then there's a very, like, before it goes to commercial, there's a beautiful shot of Derek pounding makeup into her forehead. And it's literally, like, the editing on this is perfect.
Because she didn't want to change her wig. Like, what was going on? That's what I was trying to figure out. Because I was like, she wore the same wig she entered with to the main stage, I think.
She was taking off her wig for a while, so maybe she had issues taking it off. I don't know.
Maybe.
But truly, it was like, her makeup. She was like pounding makeup into her forehead in the angriest way possible, and I fucking loved it.
Yes. That's what I was trying to figure out. It looked like she was almost like patting it dry. Maybe she was patting it, but I was like, oh, because she's trying to like dry the glue to reset it or what? But I was like, it looked like she wore the same wig. So I was like, "What, Derek, whatever you're doing, you're once again, you're not doing this right. You're not doing the challenge right. Like,
no, I'm literally talking about her makeup. She was like pounding makeup. Like,
I know.
Just like above her brow line, just like the hardest possible way.
I'm just confused by her. And if you don't want to show Britney, why did you wear Britney to the talent show?
It's confusing. But Rue comes out and Rue looks fully stunning. I love this teal. It's teal, right? Yeah. It's like a teal turquoise.
We have
a real blue issue with
drama.
The shades of blue, but it's pretty. It's like gathered and sparkly and satiny.
Yes.
And then the wig is a short wig off to the side with side waves. I really love this. She looks so pretty.
This wasn't my number one favorite Rue look in the world, but I do think she looks pretty. I think I've just been spoiled by some of her looks in past weeks, and I thought this was good. I thought it was good, but yeah, she's just always looks beautiful. Her face and wig are stunning. I just thought some of the, she doesn't give a shit what I think, some of the middle part looked a little bulky to me or something.
Fair.
Yeah,
I like it.
But she's stunning. She's perfect. And Ricky Martin is cute as hell. Once again, gonna take his dick and wear it on my head like a hat. And
I'm gonna get stunning. His dick. He's so pretty.
Have you seen the video of him putting on pants and like he kind of jostles his bulge into the pants? It is shocking because you are like, oh, surely a world-renowned musician wouldn't post a video of him jiggling his bulge into his pants, but he did.
I mean, I'm here for it. I fucking love it. I would love to see that. I'm horny all the time.
To you.
I love Ricky Martin. In fact, my text tone is Livin' La Vida Loca and has been for 5 years, maybe. So during the final lip sync, I was like, oh, my roommate, John Milhauser, my roommate and the man who lives with me are probably very triggered listening to this lip sync because they hear it all the time.
All the time.
So the talent show is rebranded as RuPaul Drag Race Work the World. But it is indeed a talent show.
It is. I would say this was overall the least good All-Stars talent show I've seen. Like, cumulatively, it was a pretty mid-tempo talent show for some reason.
Yes. I think it might have been too many people decided to sing live.
Yes. Yeah.
Singing live is a really hard thing to do.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't know if they did sound checks. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if you play a track in lip sync, it's inherently much easier and you can do more. Like, case in point, Alexis Mateo, who's up first and put a smile on my face and was truly living. And it was like very Vegas-y. I think she like did the assignment. Like, it's, I would want, like, if I saw this in a Vegas show, I would be like, great, I'm fully entertained. This is great. I love it. This is beautiful.
This is an example of when you go to a pizza restaurant, you want pizza. You don't go to a pizza restaurant and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna see what kind of like stir fry noodles they have, which is what I think some of the queens did. They're like, I know you love me for drag, but it's like if someone came to see you do stand up and you're like, you know what? I know I'm known across the world for stand up, but guess what, guys? I'm gonna do a poem today.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
Why? Nicole Byer, don't do a poem. That's what some of these, I'm like, do drag. I know it might be limiting, but that's kind of why India won. She gave us exactly what we wanted.
Yes. Next is Shea Coulee, who does a pole dance.
Yes.
I love anytime pole dance is put into like mainstream, because I feel like it is such a stigmatized sport, and that's what it is. It's a fucking sport. It is.
It's amazing.
Very, very hard.
The athleticism involved is shocking.
Yeah. I will say this. My one critique is I don't understand why she wore knee pads. She didn't do any floor work.
Right.
And like in class, you'll wear, like, your teacher will probably be like, put on knee pads, 'cause you're probably going to do some floor work. And then I guess maybe she hasn't taken class long enough to know that, like, especially like during a performance, you don't really have to wear knee pads. Like,
right.
Some girls do, but like they're doing a lot of floor work. But like for this, you were barely on the floor. I would prefer no knee pads.
It was just totally safe. And like you, I feel like we could have seen a little more. She did say, I've only had 10 days to do this shit.
Yes.
But she could have given more. She still looked amazing. But she was also wearing the shoes that are made for clacking, and we didn't get a clack.
There was no clack.
Right?
There was like, so she didn't, there's different types of pole, and like, I think you're thinking of exotic. And a lot of exotic pole, you get heel clacks, you get a lot of like toe taps. She did like, just like pole, just like, I don't want to say basic pole, but like, a lot of just like, this is how you pole dance. This is what I would teach somebody, beginner moves. Like there was no inverting.
Right.
Was, like she could have done spin pole. She could have done more aerial tricks. But this was just like a very much like, here is like a moves that I've learned and I put them together in a routine. But that being said, I thought the routine was fun. I thought it was great.
It was fun. Track was fun, but it was purely safe. And when she clapped her ass at the end, I was like, more of that.
Yeah, I think it would have been more fun to watch her do. But then again, like if you've been doing pole for 10 days. So in my brain, I'm like, okay, she's been doing pole for 10 days. That's not her pole, I don't think. I think it's a pole that they rented. Or
that's a SpaceX.
Got from somewhere.
What are they called? Polex? X-Pole?
X-Pole's a brand. There's so many different types of brands that make stages. But like, I know my pole at the studio, I have to clean super well before I feel comfortable on it. Like so well, clean it before I use it. Sometimes after a couple moves, got to clean it again because I don't have all of like the stuff off from the other person. And then my pole at home, I clean it a lot. And then even then, you know, like when you use a different pole that's not your pole, you're like, this is scary. I don't feel like my grip is here. It's not, it's bad. So there's a lot of factors in like not being experienced and then doing a pole routine. But that being said, so happy that she did it on the show. So happy that it looked beautiful and she looked beautiful doing it. I liked it.
It's cute. I liked it. It was cute. It was purely safe. She looked stunning, too.
Yeah.
Next, we have Mayhem.
My God, that started so fun.
It started so good. And I mean, I love the way she's scream yelling, too. She's like, I am the party! Like, that is so cool.
And then it didn't go anywhere. She just stood there and mumbled.
And then it gave me Why You Mad, Though, in the worst way. It gave me a flash PTSD of Morgan McMichael's, Why You Mad, Though? Why You Mad, Though? Why You Mad, Though? I was like, you know the same guy made this track. And I was like, probably. That guy. It just, I just think, don't you think if after she got up, she did just a little bit of choreo,
I mean, it would have been nice.
It was so stationary. And then she didn't say the words.
Yeah, right. I didn't love it. And then Mariah Balenciaga, I liked this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not something I would think I would see at a Vegas show, but if I saw it, I'd be like, I'm so glad they used the time to say something that meant something.
Yeah.
I also love the faces of the judges during this. Like, like slack jaw, big eyes.
Because they're just trying to catch every word, and they're also like, oh, shit. This is a you want to talk about choices. This is choices.
Yeah, this is a choice. But, like, I really, it's pretty sad to be like talking about shit like this is never not gonna be a point of a topic to talk about. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's so sad. It'd be really nice if it's like, oh, we're talking about past struggle and this is fully a commentary of history as opposed to like, this is commentary on what's happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen.
Because systemic racism is like fucking Freddy Krueger and it refuses to die. Because somebody, I mean, there's just a lot of people who are not willing to do anything or use their privilege to do something. And thankfully, we're in a beautiful moment of calling ourselves out on that.
Yes. Like at the protest, I saw a white woman with dreads and a sign that says, I may not understand what's happening, but I stand with you. And I was like, this is honestly the most on point thing I've ever seen. A white woman with dreads being like, I don't get it, but I'm here. And I was like, actually, all white women with dreads should be at a march. It's, if you have the dreads, you have to go every fucking day.
I care about black people more than black culture. Do us a favor.
Yeah, I was so happy to see her and I loved her sign. I was like, she gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Mariah's performance was really, really
special.
It
was really beautiful.
And I love that she did it on national television.
I do, too. I mean, I could give her a performance note on, I wish I could have heard the track. I wanted a little bit louder or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's for the show. But it was beautiful, and I like the visual of blood on a window. That's like a real horrifying image we're confronting every day in our country still, which is so fucking bogus, but a reality.
It sucks, but truly loved it. I thought it was just really, really well done.
Yeah, it was cool.
And then we change the tempo with Miss Cracker with a fun number.
Very fun. Shabbat Shablam. Lot of funny Jewish jokes.
Yes.
I love her death drop hand wheel cart thing.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I like
because
this
it was
a
like
lot.
Impressive, but also like very Cracker and very funny.
She made fun of rhythm. Yeah, it was so her point of view and her humor, but it was clean. It was like
it was very clean. It was
choreographed.
It made sense, and I really really loved it.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is maybe backup dancers would have really like thrown this through the roof. Is that a saying? Thrown through the roof.
It would have thrown it through the roof. Yeah, truly. Like I think that's a thing people say all the time. You know, they're like. Throw it through the roof. No, but I agree. It was like, she was kind of out there alone, but I mean, it was great. I agree. She was in the top.
It was fun
this
though.
Week.
Blair St. Clair sang a sad song.
I don't like sad songs in my All-Stars talent show.
Right?
It reminded me of the Adore Delano song from All-Stars 2. And I don't want that. Sing one of your poppy songs. I love her poppy songs. I wonder if she was like, I don't want to sign the rights away to one of my poppy songs.
Maybe
that's it. But
I don't know. I just, for this, I was like, fine. It's fine. This was fine for me.
She looked great.
Yeah,
her
she
look
looked
was
very
fucking
beautiful.
Cool. But yeah, I don't want a sad song. I mean,
and she whipped that ponytail, which I enjoyed. But this, yeah, this was just like a meh for me.
And here's some fun tea. Apparently on Twitter that she's been acting up. And I mean, you know, there's been drama with what was cut from the talent show. And apparently Blair says some of the what she thought were key lines of the song were cut from the performance. And she said something like, "I don't know why it was cut. Girl, I'm over it." Quote, something like that. So she expressed frustration with the edit.
Well, you signed up to go on a reality show and they edit things. So
thank you. That's what happened.
So sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Will. Yeah.
Then we have Angina, who comes out in a Drag Race theme little cart with dudes pushing her and a very Drag Race-y look. We get a reveal to another Drag Race-y look. We get a reveal to a little cute strapless number.
Thing. And then she lip syncing or not?
I don't think she's lip syncing. I think she's just dancing.
Was she supposed to lip sync is my other question.
Oh, I'm actually not sure.
I don't understand what happened.
I don't know.
And what's interesting about this talent show is like, didn't they used to, maybe they did only in All Stars 2, but they used to be like, here's the name of the talent. You know what I mean? It used to be like Alyssa Edwards, Variety, or like, and this, I mean, they're done labeling them because it's just like, I don't know. Like, what would they call Mayhems? Talking,
rapping?
Was it
like she kind of rapping?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was, I do think she's an amazing dancer, but you could tell it wasn't her best day. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a little all over the place.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure what she was like trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I was like, okay, maybe it's dance focused and there were some cool moves in there, but I don't know. It didn't feel complete to me.
Yeah, I didn't love it. It was not for me.
No, it wasn't great. And I'm sick of Angina being in her head. You better fucking already, quit this
shit. It's like,
shit.
This is the first fucking episode, bitch. Get out of your head.
And she's so funny. Like, even in earlier this episode, she, like, is so funny when she's like, out of my way, move. Like, she's like, she is so funny. Or she's like, someone's like, whoa, you're wearing something really big. And she's like, yeah, one of us had to try. Move.
Yeah, which is
she's
very
so
funny.
She's so funny.
And then, is it Jujubee who's next?
No. No, it's Derek.
Oh, fuck.
And this...
I can't believe I forgot about that.
This was a highway on fire. This was a national disaster. This was
the best thing I've ever seen. So she comes out as Britney Spears, and it's a different wig than her entrance wig.
Okay.
And she goes... she does a beautiful... So she does essentially an SNL audition tape or like any sort of character reel you've ever seen online is what she's trying to do.
Uh-huh.
And she frames it pretty well. So it's celebrities giving her advice on being back on Drag Race.
Okay, I missed that. I missed that completely.
So that's how she framed it.
Okay.
But she did this weird thing where she would start the impression when she said their name.
Right. Oh.
I've never fucking seen that where it's like Caitlyn. And then you're going to Caitlyn Jenner. Then you're like, oh, Cher. Oh, like it's Cher. And then you morph into it.
Well, I leave it like, well, and then Cher said to me,
oh. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Whatever.
And then you're just like, or you have a background track or something where like you did the impression prior and you're lip syncing to it.
No.
So it's like actually good and you get the voice down. And then you can like put in like the answering machine beeps or whatever to be like, I'm going to skip ahead. And like you have the phone or whatever.
Right.
That's how you dragify it. But like this is literally what you would see at UCB at like an 8 p.m. show that runs for 3 hours where everyone's trying to go to like Montreal
to
go to JFL or whatever.
Exactly. It's a character showcase in a black box.
Yes.
It's not good. And
it's
her confidence.
Bad.
My God, if I had a drop of her confidence.
Oh, we would all just be thriving.
Yeah, I'd be a billionaire. She's so confident. She's never thought she did anything wrong.
Nope.
And including no qualms with impersonating her Latinx friend.
Ooh, wait. Well, let's see. She does Lady Bunny, and that's like fine.
Yeah.
She does Caitlyn Jenner, which is fine.
Fine. Madonna was not Madonna that was not was right.
An insane impression of Madonna. I have no idea what she was doing.
With like a Madonna joke from 1991. Yes. About adopting children from Malawi.
Yep. And then we get Cher, which is like, you called me after Madonna, fuck you. And it's okay. Then we had Celine Dion, which was terrible.
Awful.
And then we had someone in between.
Cynthia.
Wait, there was someone in between Cher and Celine? Oh, maybe. Miley Cyrus, which was god awful.
Oh my god.
I love that I'm watching this so I can go through each celebrity that she does poorly.
Miley, she made Miley like sound like a character from Huckleberry Finn.
It was
like,
so weird.
It was crazy.
And then
Laganja.
Laganja, Cynthia Lee Fontaine. She leaves and then she comes back out
God.
Like, ooh, baby, I forgot to do Joan Rivers. And then Joan Rivers was actually not the worst.
No, but this is so tired. I mean, to quote Sonique, I think your look is tired. I think it's tired.
It was.
And apparently another piece of online intel is that she also did Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Oh boy. I understand the show taking that out to be like, you know, let's not upset our political figures.
Yeah.
How
do you do a Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm running in 2020. I don't know.
My husband cheats. I don't know how you do Hillary.
Who knows? Derek, really bad. Just bad.
Really bad. Don't do... We're on stage. You're not kikiing with your friends in your living room. You're on stage.
Yeah, you're on a stage. Like, maybe have some wigs. I don't know. Put some, like, production value into it.
And then she has the nerve to be like, well, if I did Britney, I would have won.
Then why didn't you do that? Britney? You came into the workroom like Britney. You dressed like Britney on the stage. And then she was like, anything I wear is Britney. And I was like, no, if you were wearing Jujubee's wig, we would not say Britney.
No.
If you were wearing what India was wearing, we would not say Britney. Like, you're just choosing to wear Britney costumes.
That was annoying. Having said that, I cannot wait for her to come back. I hope they repeat lip sync RuPaulapalooza, whatever. I thought that was a great gag in All Stars 4.
I mean, she did say, let's not pretend that I'm not coming back. And I was like, they would have cut that out if it wasn't true. You know?
I mean, everyone laughed because we're now at the point, we're so post All Stars that we're like, you're coming back.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then Jujubee, she sings a sad song, but like, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was good. It was auto-tuned.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if there's any auto-tune left in the world because there was so much auto-tune on this track. I think she's amazing. It's a big redemption from when she tried to sing Ladyboy in season 2.
Was not great. That's because she couldn't remember the words. But she remembered the words this time, and it was great. I liked
it. Really good. It was good. It was good, but I was just like, also, if Jujubee just did a roast or stand-up,
I think that would be fun.
Yeah,
India. And then we have India Farah.
Holy
who
shit.
Who, before and going to commercial, the show wanted you to believe that it was bad.
Uh-huh.
Because they showed Mayhem imitating her head thing, which is so funny. The way Mayhem moved her fucking head made me laugh so hard. But this is great.
I was gagged.
She had the get off her moments.
Oh, so funny.
She's got strong knees, bouncing up and down.
She's bouncing. She has really funny quotes. Drag is not a contact sport. She's given a lot of movement, dance, energy.
Yes.
Her tumble slide. Great.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was wild. It was real wild to watch. She did a great job. It was fun.
I loved it. And I mean, this is not... I mean, if no one else is going to do a fun performance, then India's going to win. Like,
I mean, I thought I loved Mariah Balenciaga's. I loved Alexis Mateos.
I think Alexis and Cracker came close.
And then Cracker. Yeah, I mean, those were my top three.
Yeah, and that was correct, which was also nice to see a top three where you're like, yes, this is the top three. Because, you know, sometimes we watch Drag Race episodes and you're like, that's the top three?
Yes, this was very much like, okay, I agree with all of this.
Yeah.
And then we get into the All-Star Rules where one All-Star wins, they lip sync against a lip sync assassin, which is a queen from a prior season.
Ooh.
The All-Star who won the challenge will have a lipstick and then the lipstick assassin will have a lipstick based on the votes of all of the other queens. And then whoever wins reveals the lipstick. So if the lipstick assassin, the girls, all the rest of the girls send somebody home. If the all-star who wins, the all-star gets to send somebody home. It is convoluted until you see it happen. It is.
Asterisk, under a regulation B, here for two, if the assigned queen, which won, if the lipstick assassin does not win, that money rolls over to the future week, being a part of a collective grand prize for the other winner, if that winner is of the current cast. Like, it's pretty wild.
It's very wild, but that just means India wins. India goes up against Evie Oddly. Oddly wins. So the $10,000 tip is now rolled over to next week. So if an all-star wins and then wins the lip sync, they get $20,000 instead of $10,000.
Yes.
So it's like it ups the ante. Like imagine like for 5 weeks in a row, somebody didn't. Like an all-star didn't win. That means $50,000
would
go to a queen
fun.
Who won. Like it's...
Which is,
man, yeah, it's fun.
More than a lot of the early seasons.
It's so much more money.
Right. I know, obviously, Bob pointed this out already on the pit stop of like $20,000 is what BB won for her season
for
of
her
Drag
season,
Race.
Yes.
And that is the price of a lip sync next week, and I'm gagged. I love all the drama that came up.
Yes.
I want to know more about India going to her dark place.
Yes, tell us more, India.
I think we will get more. I like India having to talk to Derek, and it
Oh my God. And Derek says the most iconic thing. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can't.
While
like,
you find it, I'm just going to say India's in full drag and she's wearing knockoff Adidas slides. And it made me.
Yes. And her legs are open. And I'm like, that's a man, Maury. Like, it's so funny.
Her Abibis slides with 2.5 stripes really made me laugh because she's. And Derek is backtracking like a child when their hand is in the cookie jar.
Yes.
And they're like,
yes,
oh,
because Derek realizes that India will send her home. There's nothing she can do.
Yes.
So she goes to the different Britneys that she could be with the girls. And then, hold on, I'm waiting for it to get to
you. No rush. Derek
says,
and Mayhem is the bottom. Did you agree with that?
That Derek was in the bottom? Absolutely.
Derek and
it
Mayhem.
Was so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, the people are always saying they want to see the real you. Well, you're looking at it. It's like, you tell me that you want me to be somebody else.
Oh, that's so sad.
But you want me to be somebody else from the somebody else that I already am?
I can only be a thin, beautiful, blonde pop princess.
I love it.
And that's my struggle.
Somebody else, but you want me to be that somebody else, but I'm somebody else because I'm not this somebody else because of somebody else.
I'm sorry, Derek. I don't. I'll tell you the what. I see you, but I will never forget the weeks of racial microaggressions that you gave to us in season 8 because they are real. They are filmed and there's
Derek
a lot
was not
of it.
The nicest on her season. And it's so funny that she doesn't understand that she doesn't have to look like Britney. It's called just paint your face a different way, put on a different wig,
put on a different
outfit.
Yes.
Like it's not that hard.
Wear a pinata. Take a book out of Crystal's. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
take a page out of Crystal's
it's
book.
It's so insane.
Okay, I love that they're pleading their case to everyone now. This is such a fun new layer.
Uh-huh. Mayhem just being like, just keep me. I have more to offer than Derek Barry. And
keep
they're like,
me, bitch.
Okay. And then Mayhem and India make an alliance. that if it was flipped, that Mayhem would keep India. And then India pretends like she's going to pick a different lipstick other than Brittany. Or I not know. Brittany, sorry, Derek. But we all know she picks Derek because there's a little smile of after course. She closes that box.
She's like, I will consider what yes. you... Derek.
Yeah, goodbye, Derek. And then she truly is so happy to send Derek home. I love it.
I am too.
It now, is real fun.
It's really fun. Do you think Derek was worse than Mayhem?
Absolutely.
I do too. I'm curious to see how that drama plays out next week when we know that Derek and Jujubee chose Mayhem.
Yes.
Or, you know, Jujubee will have to answer for it. I have another question. Do you think if it was old All-Star rules that it would have had, it would be the same outcome? Do you know what I'm saying?
Let's see. I think if it was old All-Star rules, it would probably be Alexis Mateo and India Farah.
Uh-huh.
And I think Alexis would have picked Derek.
I do too.
I think, Derek would have gone home no matter what.
Yeah, I do too. Damn. She's just damn, which is, I can't wait for her to come back. She's fucking good reality TV because
I'm really excited.
Like Fifi, she doesn't think the mean things coming out are mean.
Yeah.
Like maybe even more so than Fifi. She just like,
she goes further than Fifi.
Yeah. She doesn't think the mean things she's saying are mean, which is just delicious.
I'm in the minority. I like Fifi. I like Fifi on her season. I thought she was like honestly saying what's on her mind, but it was like sans microaggressions and racism. Like some of the shit that Derek has said is like not okay.
Yeah, no, not okay. Her the way she talks about ratchet drag and stuff like that is pretty...
Yeah, it's like not cute.
It's not cute. But I mean, I really do. I mean, we all know Fifi as a person is a good person. She's like done a lot in the queer community and has raised a lot of money for queer communities of color. But I just love her on the show, and nothing is more fun than her fighting with Sharon and or Alyssa.
It's like, perfect. It's so perfect.
It's so good. If you're going to be a bowdy bowdy bitch, then be a bowdy bowdy bitch. Okay. So the lip sync is India versus Evie Oddly. Holy shit.
It's great. Evie fucking kills.
Wow. She fucking
murders.
There's blood and piss on the floor.
It's so good.
And I mean, she's an amazing performer. We saw her live at Work the World and she was amazing performer live.
She's great.
She is perfect because just when you like, you want to like, I think it's easy to discount her. And then you see her perform and you're like, holy shit. Yeah.
She truly like puts the pussy on the floor and leaves it.
The hair flip out. That's a fucking cool move I haven't seen before.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
The hair flip off, the bending, the cracking, the splatting. And her lip sync acting is fun. Like her act outs and oh man, it's so fun.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. This was such a fun episode of Drag Race. I was like, oh God, it's coming back. There's no break. But then I watched the episode and was like, I'm delighted. I'm happy there's no break. This brought me joy. So much joy.
Brought me joy. I want to say, I kind of wish the winner could get the money. I do and I don't.
I love that it rolls over.
I think it's better TV that it rolls over, but I just worry for Evie's medical bills because, you know, she fucking cracked herself in half for this performance. I also want to say Untucked is back.
Untucked is back.
And it's like old format.
What do you mean? What do you, like, you keep saying old format. You said that last night. What do you mean?
I mean, it's not the Untucked in a warehouse. It's not.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
It's Untucked in the workroom.
It's in the workroom, and they've been given conversation setups, like old Untucked.
Yes.
So I think even though the episode last night was like, you know, it wasn't groundbreaking, but I think we're going to get some actually good Untucked episodes because it's like setups, conversations, people poking at one another. I think it's going to be good. And I like that they're setting up that Blair looks up to Jujubee.
Yes. And oh my God. All those conversations about people looking up to people. I was like, this has to stop. You have to stop telling old people that you watch them in middle school, because
it's annoying.
People say it to me. They're like, oh my God, I watched Girl Code in middle school. And I'm like, I was a full grown adult. Uh-huh. That makes me feel so old.
What's very the way Naomi Smalls talked to Manila, which we know doesn't
Life's
bode well.
Life's not fair, which is my favorite, most iconic thing that has ever been uttered. It's
Life's
so
not
funny.
Oh
Life's
my God.
Not fair.
They're big, juicy ass lips. I'm excited. Blair points out that they have to vote minus the critiques. And uh-huh. I think that's it. And then Shay gives us a quick guide on that how you can block someone even after they block you.
Which is so funny that some of the queens didn't know that. And I was like, I love blocking people who've already blocked me. Just fun. When you unblock me, you will not see me.
He'll never see me. This season is going to be so good.
Yeah, I'm really fucking excited.
Me too. I'm so elated. I can't wait to see you. And I don't want any of your tea because I hate spoilers.
Oh, but I've given no tea.
You haven't.
I won't give any tea. And I know
you're
so
not.
Much.
You haven't given a drop, and I love you for it.
I won't tell you. I won't tell anybody.
You love a little sneaky secret.
It's literally the only thing I've ever kept a secret in my whole fucking life.
I love that. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is going to be such a fucking fun ride.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Please keep sharing where you peg them and where you peg ems on our Instagram. Uh-huh. On Apple Podcasts, please rate and review us. It helps. We'll read one. In fact, I'll read one right now. While I pull that up, is there anything you want to plug and promote, Mrs. Nicole Byer?
I have a book that came out.
Yes, it just came out.
Yes, it came out on the second. It's called #VeryFatVeryBrave. The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down the Dumps Weeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It's out. Also, there's a link in the Drag Her Instagram bio that leads you to a wonderful list of curated things that you can donate to if you mm-hmm. are looking to use your pocket to help with the cause. In my bio, there's like, oh, if you're in LA, there's a list of Black-owned restaurants. There's a list of, I think I put together a list of Black-owned bookstores. Yes, it's in there. There's just like a lot of resources for you to donate to. And I will say this, do your research give, but also like do research. I didn't truly vet every single thing I put in my bio. So when I give, I look up stuff.
Mm, yeah, that's true. And I mean, like we're learning more every single day.
Yeah.
For example, like the Pride March, you know, at first we were really excited because LA Pride was basically marching on June 14th in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. But now we're learning that because the Pride March will have police there, it's very likely that we will not be endorsing that march because that is not in the best interests with the movement. Like we want a peaceful protest that's organized by Black Lives Matter and people who are actually a part of the cause, not one that's sanctioned by cops. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
So we're going to be posting updates there as we learn them because we're pretty sure there's going to be queer grassroots protests that are organized outside mm-hmm. of the confines of, you know, the police force because we don't need them. We need them to be defunded because they are killing us. And we're going to keep posting great resources there, like Black businesses you can buy everything from because mm-hmm. they need our support. They're suffering not only from COVID, but obviously from this huge halt in our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So keep educating ourselves on anti-racist things. There's a lot of resources there. Buy Nicole's book from small Black-owned businesses. There's a list we will put out on our Drag Her as well there. Ooh, on our Drag Her link tree. You can follow me at Mono Agapian. Listen to my other podcasts. And we're going to read this quick little 5-star review from Shay Was Robbed. It says, a podcast by true lovers of drag. Thank you for this fun and fulfilling podcast. It is apparent from the first listen that you are true stands of drag, and I completely appreciate and look forward to your insightful and eloquent opinions. Thank you. Shay was robbed.
Nice.
What a queen. What a stunner. Thank you all for listening. Till next week.
Bye bye. Stella to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum podcast.